Transistorized and solid state became buzzwords, marketing terms. Transistorized, we didn't know what a transistor did, but we did know that solid state meant state of the art. So anything that was transistorized was not only smaller, but had to be better.
Within a few years, what was first thought to be simply a replacement for the vacuum tube began to change the world. Anything electronic could now be made portable and cheap. Transistor radios began to influence popular culture. Now that kids could listen to music out of earshot of their disapproving parents, music became more daring and revolutionary. And the radio transformed more than just music. It became a portable political weapon.
The transistor suddenly opened the floodgates of information. It made it possible for people who had never before been a party to world dramas to be there in a front row seat.
This point was driven home to Charles Stewart in 1968 while visiting Bedouin tribes in the Sahara Desert.
As the tea was being poured and passed around, that my hosts asked me, turned to me and said, "Why this time are they burning Detroit?" And the story then they had to unfold, I didn't know myself, was that I was sitting a few hours away from the moment when Martin Luther King was assassinated, and they themselves had picked this information up, of course, with their transistors, from Cairo, from Moscow, from London.
The transistor radio had become the first tool of the information age.